Chazor zu sich nicht, was ein Bechich ist, was schlagen wir beim Yehudim, sich der Shabbat auf Peiches. Was bei Matan Tari says, weil es jatsu besach des Sahara, auf dem Barchoma, Barchoso says, Hashem put the mountain over the Yidden, like a harke gigus, like a vat of beer, and he said, if you accept the Tari, good, if not, Shom Tehei Kuraschem. Rabbi Yaakov said, this is a great defense if we're ever asked why we didn't keep the Torah, because we could say we were forced to accept it. But Rava says, in the days of Achashverosh, we re-accepted the Torah willingly. Pasuk says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim, Kimu ma'asha kiblu t'kvar. Pasuk says that the Haaretz was Yarov Shekata. First the land was afraid, then it calmed down. Chizki explains, this is referring to Matan Torah. Like Rosh Lakish says, when Hashem created the world, he says, Yom HaShishi, he created on the condition that the Yidden will accept the Torah on HaShishi, on Vav Sivan. If not, then Hashem said he's going to return the world to Sayu Vavayu. So that before the Yidden accepted the Torah, the land was afraid that it's going to be destroyed. After Matan Torah, calm down. Rav Simai says, when the Yidden said Nasa before Nishma, 600,000 Malachim came and gave each Yid 2 crowns, one for Nasa, one for Nishma. When the Yidden did the Aver of the Eagle, 1.2 million Malachim came down and took the crowns away. Rav Yechanan said, Moshe got all the crowns that were taken away. Rish Lakish says Hashem will eventually return the crowns to us in Olam Haba or in the times of Mashiach. Loza said when the Eden said Nas before Nishma, Abaskal came out and said, who told my children about this secret used by the Malachim? This is based on a pasuk in Tehillim which says the Malachim do and then listen. As it says, Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibor Yekach Oise Devaroi Lishmoya Bekol Devaroi. Chum Rabbi Chanina says the pasuk compares Yidden to apples, Ketzapuach Batzeayar, to the apple tree, to say just like an apple tree produces its fruit before the leaves, it's unique in that way. So to the Yidden said Nas before Nishma. A certain min, a heretic, saw Rava deeply engrossed in learning to the point that he didn't even realize he was squashing his fingers and causing them to bleed. The min said, you Jews are an impatient people, and you still are so. Look what you're doing over here. You should have heard, he said, also even by Matan Torah, you should have first heard what the Torah entailed and then accepted it. Rava said, we have complete faith in Hashem and know that he wouldn't offer us something that we couldn't handle. Shmuel ben Achmeni, name of Yonison, explains the pasuk of Shir Hashim that says, Libavtini be'achas me'enayich, you have captured my heart with one of your eyes. When the Eden accepted the Torah, we were made close to Hashem with one eye. When we performed the Torah, it became two eyes. Ula says the Yidden doing the Avera with the eagle at Har Sinai Mamish is like a Kala who is Mizana while still at her wedding. Brisa says someone who gets insulted but doesn't insult back, someone who accepts embarrassment and doesn't embarrass back, he does mitzvahs out of love and even happily accepts Yisurim. So about such a person, the Pasuk says, he's like the sun going forth in its might. When Hashem said the Seres, the words were divided into 70 languages so that the whole world understood. Rishmol said the pasuk says that the words of Hashem are like a kipatish, like a rock getting smashed, which means they were divided into 70 languages. Like the pasuk says, kipatish yoytze sela. Hanan Bapapa says the pasuk compares the words of the Torah to a prince, the teacher. Just like a prince has the power to let someone live, you can pardon him and to kill, so too do the words of Torah. Like Rava said, for the one who learns Torah with a lot of effort, Yigia becomes a potion of life, a Sam HaChayim. For those who don't, it becomes a Sam HaMavis. Another reason the words of the Torah compared to princes is that each word that came from Hashem had 2 crowns attached to it. Gemara now brings a number of quotes of members from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shmuel Levi says the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says Tzvar Hamor Doidili Ben Shadayolin. The Eden said to Hashem, even though you caused us pain by taking away our crowns after the eagle, you're living amongst us. You in the Mishkan Ben Shadayolin. You're living amongst us in the Mishkan. The pasuk continues and says Eshkol Hakoyfer Doidili Bicharmei Engedi means Hashem who owns everything has forgiven us for the sin of the eagle. Shmuel Levi says the pasuk says Lichoya Karugas Haboisem. It means that every word that Hashem spoke filled the world with the smell of besom. After the first word filled the entire world, Hashem brought a wind which blew the smell away, brought it into Gan Eden, and made room for the smell that was created by the next word. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says every word that spoke by, that was, that Hashem spoke caused the neshamas of the Yidden to leave their bodies. Hashem had to bring the dew of the talav that he's going to use for Tchias HaMesem to revive them after each word. Rabbi Shmuel Levi then says every word that Hashem spoke threw the Yidden back 12 mil. The Malachim had to come and help us slowly walk back to Har Sinai. Shmuel Levi then says, when Moshe went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, the Malachim said to Hashem, well, who is this human being? What's he doing up here? Hashem said he's coming here to receive the Torah. Malachim said, the Torah is a treasure that's better suited for Shemayim, a treasure that humans are not worthy of having. Hashem said to Moshe, you answer them. Moshe said he was afraid he's going to be burned by the fiery breath of the Malachim. Hashem told him, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and give an answer. And in that way, you'll be protected. So Moshe held on to the Kisei HaKavod and he said, the Torah says we were taken out of Mitzrayim. You Malachim, were you taken out of Mitzrayim? The Torah says not to worship Avodah Zarah. Do you live among the Goyim who worship Avodah Zarah and you can be enticed to do so? The Torah says don't work on Shabbos. Do you work at all? The Torah says not to swear falsely. Do you engage in business that you may come to swear falsely? The Torah says you have to keep Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha. Do you have parents? The Torah says not to murder, not to commit adultery, not to steal. Do you have a Yetzer Hara that will entice you to do any of these things? You don't. And therefore, the Torah belongs with us humans, not with the Malachim. The Malachim agreed, and every Malach gave a present to Moshe. Even the Malach HaMavich gave him a present, and he gave him the secret that at a time of Magefa, the bringing of the Ketairis will stop the Magefa.